Welcome to Fueled by Grace. I'm Mark Shiver, and it sure has been a while since we've done one of these video podcasts. And I'm excited to be back with you today. Now, I'm going through some kind of deal with my voice, and it's part of the reason I haven't been on lately, but we're going to get through it. I'll tell you that because God has given me his word in my heart, and I'm going to preach it. And hopefully, my voice will cooperate. I'm going to do the very best I can, but I'm so excited. I am so excited. I have to tell you about Streams of Life. It is published, it is out, it has been released, and the author is none other than Mark Shiver. I have had a dream my whole life of writing and being an author, and I am now able to say that I am a published author. And this book is really a testament and a legacy to my wife, Tammy. It'll be in May, 5 years that she has passed away. And I want to tell you about Streams of Life just for a moment. My wife was very dedicated to, people call it devotions, morning time with God, prime time, whatever you want to call it. But she would go almost literally every day. There were days that she didn't, but most of the time, she would sit down with her Bible and her notepad and she would write out her thoughts and what God was doing in her life, her frustrations, her prayers, a scripture that she was thinking about and that was encouraging to her. And so while she was alive, I didn't think it would be appropriate to be snooping around into her journals, I guess you would call them. And yet when she passed away, I had these notebooks. 2008, 1990, whatever, 2015. And so I thought, I'm going to look in one of those and just see what I find. And the very first thing my eyes fell on, listen to this. If there's one thing that I could ask for, it would be to always be amazed at how much God loves me. Those are the words of Tammy Shiver. Wow. I thought to myself, I have found a treasure trove here that needs to be put together in a book form and shared with others. Because as I looked in her journals, there was so much depth and insight like that. I mean, I don't know that I've ever said if there's only one thing I wish for, it would be to be amazed at how much God loves me. And here I am, I preach about the love of God. And yet I just felt like this needs to get out. So what I did was prayerfully went through and I would find something that would make a good starting point for a particular day, a topic, and write down what she said. And then I would add to it and maybe put a scripture or two with it in a prayer. And here we go. We've got Streams of Life, 31 days, a devotional, but it's more than a devotional. It's a resource not to just look at for 31 days and put on the shelf. This is, I call it a canteen of living water, fresh living water for life's desert experiences. When we go through times of trial and we are in what some people in the Christian world would say a desert experience, we're in the wilderness, things don't make any sense. We're asking God, why did this happen? Why did that happen? We need living water. We need the lifeblood of Jesus, the encouraging words of Jesus to fill us. And that's what Streams of Life is all about. So I'd like for you to get a copy. It's at Amazon, it's at Barnes and Noble, and it's also at Walmart, any of your outlets. You can also click on the page here at fueledbygrace.com, and all those links will be there for you. But if you'd like a personal copy, you'd like me to sign it, just send me a message. You can use Facebook Messenger, or you can send a message right here at fueledbygrace.com. So I'm excited. Can you tell? I have a book out, and the response so far has been phenomenal. And I'm just humbled that God would allow me to do this and to, it's a desire of my heart. And He's allowed me to see that come to reality. So, what I wanted to share with you today, I think will encourage you a great deal. It's not original. My friend James Barron was a guest on what was called a fireside chat. Years ago, several years ago, I should say, not years ago, like a decade, but this comes from 2021. Noel Cookman, dear brother, he actually wrote the foreword to Streams of Life. He was a family friend for years. He was hosting these fireside chats, and James was the primary teacher. We would all, I was a guest on there often, and we would all share. But mainly, James would give his insight on various things and just powerful, powerful, wonderful insight. And one of the things he said one time, he was talking about Jacob and Esau and the new man and the old man. And he talked about how Jacob fell asleep and woke up and said, God was in this place and I knew it not. And he talked about how believers, you know, can say that God is in me, but I knew it not. And this is what I want to talk to you today about. If you're a believer, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of you. But so many believers, quote, knew it not. God was in this place, and I knew it not. Why? Why don't we know that God is in us? Why don't we believe that? Why don't we tap into that reserve of strength and power and confidence and faith? Well, I'll tell you why. And, you know, if you've listened to this podcast before, you've read some of my blog writings in the past, you know, sometimes it sounds like a broken record, but it's mixture. It is the mixture of law and grace in the church today that keeps believers from understanding, from knowing that God is in this place. God is in this place. And if you are thinking about your sin and your failure and your body, your flesh, the things that Paul said that sin is in our members, our physical body. The Bible talks about when we're born again, a new creation is formed. We're a new man. We're a new man. And the new man doesn't sin, the flesh does. But we in the church, and so many people, boy, I've met so many people lately who are just, I mean, they are holding on. You better confess your sin, and you know, you need to be holy and you need to be righteous. And I'm like, wait a minute now, how am I going to be holy? How am I going to be holy? Well, you got to live right. Well, wait a minute. Jesus died for me. There was this whole thing that happened that made me holy. The Bible says I am holy. It says I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. So somewhere along the way, we got confused as people of faith that somehow we're not holy enough, or it didn't work what Jesus did. It didn't take. And so we've got to add to it. We've got to live right in order to make what he did on the cross effective. I don't know. I just don't know what the rationale is, except that the human mind can't really accept, well, you know, you've been made righteous and you are righteous. And I can look in the mirror in the morning and say, Mark Shiver, you are as righteous as God himself, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's what his word says about me. And some of you would just fall out of your chair and say, oh, brother, you can't say you're as righteous as God. He's holy. Well, you know what? I'm holy. Not my flesh, not the old man, but the new man. Jesus said we must be born again. Ezekiel said God would give us a new heart, washed with clean water. That's the foundation of our Christianity. Is this new covenant that God made with us in his son. Jesus did it all when he died for us. And Paul said, we died with him. We were buried with him. We rose with him. We're seated with him. He says we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. God is in this place. God is in this temple. The Bible says we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Every time you hear that preached, it's always negative. Well, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You better lose weight. You better quit smoking. You better quit drinking. You better not look at things you shouldn't look at on the internet. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit, brother. You better get your life right with God. If you stop living as if you knew it not, like Jacob did not know that God was in that place, if we will stop living as those who don't know that the Holy Spirit lives in us in a positive way, we'll never gain victory over any of those things. Victory over sin comes when we focus on the truth of the gospel, that Jesus has died for us, forgiven us, seated us with Christ in heavenly places. The Bible says that we're in Christ and he is in us. Let's focus on that and find ourselves gaining victory over the things in our life that we've struggled with for years. Now, I'm not saying I've conquered every bad thought or action or word in my life, but I have seen without any doubt that things that I used to struggle with, God is taking them out of my life as I am thinking on him, thinking on Christ, the author and finisher of my faith, looking to him, believing that I am a new creation, believing that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. See, this is the truth. Believers have been made righteous. But we want to tell people, well, no, you got to think about your sin. Well, I don't want to think about my sin. I want to think about my Savior who cleansed me from all unrighteousness when I confessed my sin. 1 John 1:9. I want you to be free, folks. I want you to understand that God is in this place. He lives in you. He lives in me. Isn't that awesome? Let's look at, see, Genesis 28. And I got the handy dandy YouVersion here on my phone. You know, the story, Jacob fell asleep. And verse 16 of Genesis 28, when Jacob awoke from his dream, he was overcome with awe and said, Yahweh is here. God is here. He is in this place. And I didn't realize it. It's just amazing. Can you imagine what Jacob must have felt? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. You know, he saw the ladder and the angels ascending and descending. What an experience. But you know what? We have something better if we might not believe it, because we'd rather see things and touch things. But Jesus lives inside of us. He lives inside of us. And this is the house of God. Remember, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So while Jacob was seeing things, he didn't have the joy and the strength of knowing that this God that he worshiped is in us now. He didn't have that. We do. And that's so awesome. God lives in me. God lives in you. I want you to see that today. I want you to receive that. Now, as I was reading this, I found something I thought was pretty cool. So Jacob was sleeping and had his head on a rock. And he took that rock and he laid it down, and it says he set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me, keep me in this way that I'm going, give me bread to eat and clothing to put on so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Now, who else did that? Abraham, his grandfather. Remember, he met Melchizedek, and Melchizedek blessed him with bread and wine, and Abraham gave him a tenth of all that he had. And so what am I going to say now? I'm not going to say, you better write that 10% check every Sunday to your church. What I'm going to say is, listen, this is so important. Please get this. If you realize that God is in this place, that God lives in you, then you will be generous. You will be a giver. Why? Because it is the nature of God to give. It is the nature of Christ Jesus to give. The Holy Spirit inside of us is a giver. And so you can begin to know it. You can begin to think, God is in this place. He's in me. And because he's in me, I'll give. I don't mind giving. And it's such a different, wonderful lifestyle. Do like Jacob did. Realize the Lord is in this place. Now, he was talking about this place where he was physically, geographically. But the Lord is in this place. Put your hands on your chest and say it. The Lord is in this place. He's in me. Man, I knew it not. Sometimes I forget, but he's in me. And him being in me makes me generous. Generosity. God is in me. And so Jacob and his grandfather Abraham, when they had experiences with the Lord, they gave 10%. Well, God is in this place. And we should have generous hearts. The joy of it is we can be led by the Holy Spirit. We can give 10%, we can give more, whatever He puts on our heart. And I'm telling you, if we would do this in churches, just set people free, oh my goodness, the giving would explode, I bet. I really do. I believe that with all my heart. But as long as we keep pounding people, you give that 10%, you better tithe, and oh, that's an obligation for Christians. I don't know. I think you're limiting people when you do that, but God is in this place. Say that with me. God is in this place. Hold your chest and believe that God is in you. God is in you. God is in you. He lives in you. Jesus said, "Lord, I thank you that I'll be in you and they'll be in me and I'll be in them and we'll be together." In his great prayer in the book of John, he talks about how we are in him and he is in us. There's a union with the creator of the universe by the Holy Spirit of God. God is in this place. I want you to know that today, folks, that God is in you. He is in you. When you begin to focus on that, begin to say that, begin to put it, write it down on a 3x5 card, put it in your pocket. Put it in your purse, and when you pull your keys out, pull your money out, you're looking and you're saying, "Oh, God is in this place. Yes, amen. God is in me." I want you to know it so much. I want to know it more and more and more. God is in this place, and I look forward to the things that that causes to come from my life: generosity, kindness, and just a whole lot of good things. So one thing that I want to remind you about, and you're going to hear about this a lot, we're going to do a series on streams of life. I'm so happy. I'm so can I say proud in a good way of what God has allowed me to do. And this is a true legacy to Tammy Shiver. She was a woman of God like no other. I'd like you to get this book, Amazon, Walmart, Barnes and Noble, Streams of Life by Mark Shiver. And like I said, if you'd like me to sign it, just let me know. Well, thank you for listening and joining us here on the video podcast. Again, you can listen at the Apple Podcasts or Spotify or from the website directly, or you can watch the video on our YouTube channel. So Fueled by Grace is still here, and just been a little distracted writing the book, but glad to be back, and going to look forward to going through Streams of Life together with you. It's going to be awesome. So until then, remember that God is in this place. He is in you. He is in you.